In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, what we'll do, we're going to begin is, we're going to talk about just a little bit about what Jesus just told Louisa. He says, six angels are in your custody. And basically, you have to follow me, Jesus says, who never stops. You have to follow the angels because they want to fulfill their task entrusted to them. You, Louisa, and now us linked to Louisa, have to fulfill your mission of daughter of the divine will. So this mission is being fulfilled by those souls who are linked to Louisa. So in volume 29, 519, 1931. Now, my daughter Louisa, listen to me. The most serious doubts, the gravest difficulties that they have found in your writings are precisely these. So this is the problem that most people have with Louisa, okay? That I, Jesus, told you that I, Jesus, was calling you to live in the kingdom of my divine will. So it's the same thing when we talk to people. People go, you know, well, we're already doing that. That's what the church teaches. And yes, we are doing that in the divine will. But now Jesus wants us to live in the divine will, giving you, Louisa, the special and unique mission to make the divine will known. So who is Louisa making this known to? It's us. It's not everybody. Jesus says the human will is so strong that the majority of people cannot enter into the divine will at this time. Their human will is so strong. And I know some beautiful souls, good, beautiful religious souls, and I've been told that more than once. But this one sister said to me, I think it was 30 years ago, she said, I can't believe this. Because if this is true, my whole life has been wasted. And it's now. No, now is the time that Jesus is showing this to humanity. So humanity can now be sanctified. This is what the saints have been praying for over and over and again. So how is this going to happen? giving Louisa the special and unique mission to make the divine will known to us. See, he says, I will use those few of the divine will to change the face of the earth. As I used this few disciples, few apostles that I had 2000 years ago, where it changed the whole world. And this is what Jesus says. So that I myself said in the Our Father, that the Holy Church says still now, thy kingdom come. That is, God's, the Father's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Therefore, in order to receive this, I, Jesus, not to elect another woman, whom the infernal serpent so much fears. So this is another thing that Father Bucci said. He says, make sure you have a picture of Louisa. Louisa's the first human born of original sin that has the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, and it terrifies him. Everything that he did to pull Adam and Eve from paradise and where we've been living this life, this fallen life, even though we have been redeemed by Jesus and Mary with Jesus on Calvary, the demon fears her because she now has more than what Eve had. Eve was brought to life as the mother of all creation, and the virgin, and the queen. So who comes to take her place? Our Lady. Theotokos, mother of God, virgin, mother, queen. And now what's so beautiful is this gift, this life of Jesus and Mary is given to a newborn. And God wants to offer this life to us. And so he says, Louisa, I had to find a human to give this gift to. And Louisa says, tell me who that person is. Tell me so I can thank this person. And Jesus said to Louisa, don't you understand? It's you. And she goes, I'm nobody. I'm nothing. You're joking with me. And Jesus says, no, this is what I have done. I as God. That's why he says, I myself recite the Our Father. And the Holy Church still says it now, thy kingdom come, that the Father's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Therefore, in order to reach this, was I God not to elect another woman whom the infernal serpent fears so much as he, by means of the first woman, Eve, ruined the human, ruined humanity. And I, to confound him, make use of another woman to make up for the ruin that he caused. So the first one is the Blessed Mother, Theotokos. We are now all children of God. She's mother and queen. And now the little one, the little daughter of the divine will, possesses this life where Jesus says, now I can give this life back to humanity. This is the most serious doubt that people have. This is the gravest difficulty that they found with you, Louisa. I, to confound him and to make use of another woman to make up for the ruin that the devil caused by making the good that he tried to destroy, arise for everyone, arise for all of humanity. I have elected you, Louisa, for the sole purpose of making my divine will known. To whom? To us. Your family doesn't want this. Your neighbors don't want this. Your coworkers don't want this. Your parishioners don't want this. They don't want it. They've got their own life. They've got their own holy things to do. A lot of people love to do saintly things, good things, holy things. And that's wonderful. But now Jesus says, now I want you to enter into the divine. That's why the priest puts the drop of water in the chalice every day, saying, may we share in the divinity of Christ, as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. Now, as John Paul II prophesied, we're entering a new and divine way of holiness, and no one possesses it yet. We're just scratching the surface. We're just beginning. We're just beginning to understand this. He says, I, God, shall obtain that thy kingdom come, and I, God, will have its fulfillment. Volume 29, 531, 1931. My daughter, indeed, the kingdom of my divine will has existed upon earth, and therefore there is the sure hope that it shall rise again to its full force. Our house of Nazareth was the true kingdom, and that's what the Bishop Rhodes did with the chapel in Rome City, Indiana, where our Lady allegedly appeared to Sister Mary Ephraim, okay? And he renamed it the family of Nazareth, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. See, this is what God is doing. Everything falls into perfect order. He says, there was the sure hope that it shall again return, because this house existed on earth. This place existed on earth. Our house of Nazareth was the true kingdom. However, we were without peoples. Now, then he says, you must know. And if you haven't read the book, you must know. It makes us become aware of how precious this gift is. You must know that each creature is a kingdom. The kingdom of God is within you. Each creature is a kingdom. Therefore, one who lets the divine will reign within herself can be called a little kingdom of the supreme fiat. The first one was Louisa. Jesus and Mary, of course, lived in it, the Son of God, the Mother of God, Theotokos, but now a newborn. She's the first one that has received this gift. The one who lets the divine will reign within herself can be called a little kingdom of the supreme fiat. So here's another title that Jesus gives to Louisa. Louisa, the little kingdom of the supreme fiat. All these titles that Jesus is giving to Louisa is to help us understand who she is and what God is expecting of us. Dying to our ego and our will, dying to our selfishness, dying to our self-centeredness. We must become positive in all situations. The devil is negative. And Jesus said to Louisa, if you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, complaining, doubting, you are anticipating hell. But if you're peaceful, joyful, and happy, he says, you are anticipating heaven. So God is testing us. What are we like with our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners? Are we peaceful? Are we joyful? Are we happy? Again, he's saying, if it's raining inside you, the kingdom of God is within you. So Luisa is a tiny little house of Nazareth that we, Triune God, have upon earth. Your house becomes a family of Nazareth. Your house becomes, you're like Joseph witnessing Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And though little, our divine will is in Luisa, is in us if we wish. Reigning, heaven is not closed for her. She observes the same laws of the celestial fatherland. She loves with the same love. She feeds herself with the food from up in heaven. That's the divine will. And is incorporated into the kingdom of our interminable regions. So everything changes. If you don't have a picture of the Holy Family in your house, get it. Get one. I know a lot of people have the Last Supper, which is wonderful. But Jesus is saying, I want to live within your house. I want your house consecrated to the new Adam and the new Eve, Jesus and Mary. And when we do this, God says, good, I'm going to give you more. See, when we are true, when we're generous, God can't be outdone in generosity. He's gratuitous. He's constantly giving. And when he sees us, I mean, prayer, when he sees the rosary being prayed in your family, when he sees you getting ready to go to church on Sunday, when he sees you being kind and generous and charitable towards one another, Jesus is there. How can he not be there? When we are at peace, Jesus says, I am there. Mary says, if you want peace in the earth, you must first have peace within your heart. And Jesus says, the kingdom of God is within you. So he says, now in order to form the great kingdom of our divine will upon earth, we Triune God, shall make many tiny little houses of Nazareth. Is that your house? Get a picture of, even if you can't afford a picture, find somebody with a computer and find a picture on the internet of the Holy Family that you like, print it up, find a picture of Luisa, print it up. Again, that is the souls who shall want to know the house of Nazareth, this great gift of the divine will, and to let the divine will reign within themselves. So this will be a reminder that your house has to become a home of Nazareth. It has to become a home of Jesus and Mary. And what we do, like Joseph, watch this life of Jesus and Mary in the mirror. We have to look in the mirror and become a divine mirror of Jesus. We have to look at the Holy Spirit and know that the power, the love, the wisdom of this Holy Spirit of living in the divine will is giving to us. And finally, receiving the divine inheritance of the Father, talk to the Father with love. Have Jesus speak to the Father in your speaking. Let Jesus pray to the Heavenly Father with you praying. To learn how to pray the rounds so that every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand is an I love you back to the Heavenly Father, thanking him and praising him, loving him and glorifying him as Jesus did. Not as we, not as us. We're nobodies. We're nothing. We can't do anything. But Jesus in us can do everything. I myself and the sovereign queen shall be the head of these tiny little houses because we have been the first to possess this kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. It is our right that we, Jesus and Mary, shall not surrender to anyone to be the directors of souls. How do we become a director of soul? Read the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom. Read the prodigies of the Blessed Mother. Read the Book of Heaven. Get to listen to Jesus. He's talking to you. He's the Word. These words were written down on paper by Luisa, the little newborn, so that we could begin to hear God in a way that we never did before. Not with our ears, but with our heart, our mind, our soul. Then with these tiny little houses, the repeaters of our house in Nazareth, we shall form many little stars of ours, many provinces that after they have been formed well, and it's going to take time, and ordered like many little kingdoms of our divine will, We then shall fuse them together and shall form one single kingdom with one great people. The kingdom of God is close. Jesus said 2,000 years ago. Now the kingdom of God is within you, Jesus says. And with this book of heaven, Jesus and Mary are going to reign as king and queen of our lives. We already know the firstborn, the newborn. And when we listen to how Jesus taught her how and why this is going to happen, we begin to hear Jesus and Mary speak to us. Again, not with our ears. This is not a locution. It's not an apparition. It's not a vision. What happens at this point is our whole life begins to change. Heaven begins to reign in us as one single kingdom, one great people. Therefore, in order to have our greatest work, our divine way of acting is to begin first alone with one-on-one with one single soul. That's Louisa. So this is how we started. Then when we had formed this one, Louisa, we make her the channel, this way in order to expand our divine work to or three more creatures. And then we expand, forming a small group. And he says, then we expand it so much as to take up the entire world. That's where we are right now. The entire world is being enamored by Louisa. This entire world is in almost an ecstasy reading the Book of Heaven. I just heard somebody in China of how heroic the Chinese Catholics are. And I know for a fact that they're reading Louisa. And that's what's changing the face of the earth. That's what's changing all of the nations. That's what's changing our nation. God is presenting to us the good and the bad. And God is saying, what do you want? When we choose good, God goes, good, I'll give that to you. When we choose evil, God goes, I'm going to lose you. I have to give you what you want. He doesn't want to lose anybody. So he's asking us to work with Louisa so the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. So he says, our work began in the isolation of God in the soul of Louisa and end by continuing the life in the midst of entire people. So it started with Louisa. It went to a few people. Now it's all over the world. You cannot believe how many souls are embracing this gift. It's really funny. People call me all the time and they'll say, I was in church and I had my book on the pew and somebody came up and they go, you know, Louisa? And they go, yeah, I do too. And it's like this group, this hidden group that God is forming is beginning to realize there is more and more and more of this great gift. I remember back in the 80s, all we had were sheets of paper. That's all we had. We didn't have books. We had nothing. And then one great day, the day of purification, the day of February 2nd, these books were given out. And by the grace of God, they first went to Mexico. And this group in Mexico under Acuna read and studied and put this into practice. And what did Our Lady say to Father Gobi in 97? Everything's done. Everything's complete. What was done? The Book of Heaven came out. What was completed? One group read all 36 volumes. And now each and every one of us can read every day if we wish. I mean, this is so amazing what our God is doing. And he says, Jesus says, and when there is the beginning of a work of God's, it is a sure sign. It shall not die at birth. At the most, it may live hidden for some time, and it has been living hidden for, 75 years now. But then it shall go out and shall have its perennial life. We're entering into this perennial communion with God, where we walk and talk with God in the cool of the evening as Adam did. That's what's beginning for souls. It's a perennial life. Therefore, always forward. I do not want you, always forward. Do I want you in my most holy divine will. So our Lord is saying to us, don't worry about a thing. Just keep on walking. Yes, there will be difficulties. There will be people who can't believe. There will be people who can't embrace it. That's okay. Jesus says, keep on going. I've got great plans. The kingdom of God is established first in the little ones and then through the whole world. And if you can just be faithful to Jesus, and how I see faithfulness to Jesus is, again, being a faithful, obedient Catholic, number one. But number two, now entering into this book of heaven. Volume 30, 1225, 1931. I want my beloved Louisa together with me in the womb of my light to be born again. If Jesus wanted Louisa there, he wants us there too. That is of my divine will. So the divine will is the womb of God's light. This life, this light, this love of God is how we're supposed to live. As souls are formed and admitted outside, I, God, do not want to be alone. The same thing with Jesus in the tabernacle. Don't leave him alone there. Go and spend time with him, especially if with Eucharistic adoration. I want your company. Why? So that you may recognize the great portent of the creation of souls, our excess of love. Why is Jesus in the tabernacle? It's because of his great love for souls. And he's calling us there. Don't leave him alone. And since I want you in my divine will, I, God, want to deposit these souls in you, Louisa. I want to entrust them to you, Louisa, not leaving them alone while they journey as pilgrims throughout the earth, but having someone, Louisa, together with me, Jesus, who would protect us, them, and defend us, them, for Jesus. Who's defending us? Who's protecting us? It's this little newborn. Jesus says, you are the little mama of the little children of the holy divine will. Watch what I'm going to do, Jesus says. Watch what I'm going to do. This is the greatest time on earth to be alive. Yes, it's really tough. Yes, it's a war. It's a battle. It's tough, but the great thing is God is going to win, and he is going to be with us. God is with us. Pray that often. Together with me, Jesus says, you will protect them and defend them for me, Louisa. This is why I'm giving them to you. You have accomplished what Adam failed to do. The new Adam, the new Eve have given you this life that you have passed. Louisa said to Jesus, if Adam possessed everything, how did he fail? And you're saying that I won't fall. How can that happen? And Jesus says to Louisa, because Adam did not have the new Adam or the new Eve. He says, with the new Adam and the new Eve, you cannot fail. It's impossible. That's why he says, I don't want to be alone. I want your company. I want you to recognize the great portent I have for souls, our excess love for humanity, first with the redemption and now with sanctification. Oh, how sweet is the company of Louisa, the one who takes care of the lives come out of Jesus. So Our Lady is the mother and queen of all of humanity, even in Louisa. And now this little group, it's like Mother Angelica, this little group under her protection, this little group under this new mother, Mother Gabriel. She is the one to protect these little ones. The little children of the holy divine will, he says, I want you to have a third mother. You have your own mother who protected you. You have my mother, queen of heaven and earth, who protect all of humanity. Now the little children of the holy divine will, I want them to have a third mother. You see how much he loves us? This is so pleasing to me that I make Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will, Louisa, the depository of the creation of souls, Louisa, the channel by which I, God, let them come out to the light, out of the darkness and into the light. Louisa, the channel to let them re-enter into the celestial fatherland. This is a human. because that's Adam was the human, and that's why God chose Adam to bring his children to God, and he failed. So Jesus comes as the new Adam, Mary comes as the new Eve, and why? To redeem us. And now Jesus says, we have a little newborn, a woman, who's going to work with the Holy Father to bring all of humanity back to the universal life, the Catholic life. This is the greatest time in the world to live. It's the greatest time. Again, if you say, I find that hard to believe, God goes, okay, you can feed it. But if you say, yes, let it happen, God goes, good, you're on my team. God is going to do this. He says, this is a divine decree. And yes, there'll be difficulties. There'll be battles that we'll lose, but God is going to win. So he says very, very clearly, their company is necessary to my love, to my divine outpourings, to my divine works, for they want these works, this love, this outpouring has to be recognized. Everything I do, everything do I want to give to Luisa, the one who wants to live in my fiat. So she's the one that wants to do this. So to act and not to be recognized, they are like works that cannot boast triumph, nor can they sing victory and glory. What is the children of the divine will? We say triumph. Our Lady is triumphing. We becoming like her son. That's her triumph. Why are we singing victory and glory? One of the things that Jesus said to Luisa is, make your flag a victory. This is one flag. Make God wins, the king, your kingdom come. Make your flag a victory. Let at least when you walk into your own home, God is reigning there. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Holy Family is dedicated to them. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We've consecrated our home, our lives to Jesus and Mary. Luisa is there, the little daughter of the divine will. This is what Jesus is looking for. And he really wants us. Therefore, do not deny me your company. He wants to see you in church. He wants to see you in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Do not deny me your company. When you read the divine will, talk to Jesus, talk to Mary. You would deny your Jesus an outpouring of divine love. My works would have lacked the cortege and the appreciation of humanity and would remain like an isolated works, and my love constrained would turn from divine mercy into divine justice. That's what's coming. He says, divine mercy first. And if people don't want it, I'm going to have to give you divine justice. Again, the illumination of conscience is reading the Book of Heaven. If you don't believe, that's what I believe. If you don't believe me, start reading the Book of Heaven. Get absorbed into this. Stop watching TV. Stop watching, movies, sports. That's people's gods. On Sunday, it's all the sports. It's not church. It's not the Lord. It's not keeping holy the Sabbath. Get rid of those. Start reading the Book of Heaven. You read the Book of Heaven for a year and you'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. Volume 30, 224, 32. Luisa, my daughter, born and reborn in my divine will. Each time that with all your full knowledge, you abandon yourself in the arms of divine light and remain there inside. So many times, Luisa, you are reborn in it. And that's what happens with us too. As you read, you're being reborn. You become happy, joyful, peaceful. How? Jesus is showing you the secrets of heaven, the treasures of heaven through Luisa. And he's expanded your capacity so that your intellect can begin to think with the mind of Christ. Your memory is not about me, my family, me, my nation. No, it's about Jesus, the new Adam and the new Eve. When you pray the Holy Rosary, you enter into these mysteries of you're remembering Christ. You're remembering Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And then finally, your human will. Instead of being worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, We become peaceful, joyful, and happy. And he says, remain inside. So many times you were reborn in it. And these rebirths are one more beautiful and striking than the other. He says to Louisa, I'm going to make my children my God's divine masterpiece for God. He says, I want to look at my children and go into ecstasy. Why? He sees himself. He sees his mother in us. This new and divine way of holiness is astonishing. It's to begin to live this abundant life. Jesus says, don't lose a minute. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time with television or sports. Don't waste your time. I mean, cheering pigskin on a Sunday, being thrown from one end of the field to another, doesn't say much about our spirit. But when we keep holy the Sabbath, as God asks, that says a lot. And again, begin to be the first to live in the divine will. Begin to separate yourself from the world, the flesh, and the devil, and embrace the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is what God is waiting for. This is what God is looking for. Okay, so he says, Louisa, my daughter, I think it's born and reborn. Is that where we are? Okay, there we are. Good, thank you. Thank you. I just saw where that arrow went. This is why I have called you many times, Louisa, the little newborn of my divine will. And that's what God wants to say to us as well. Do we want to become God's little newborn? What does a parent do with a newborn? Delights in it. Is enraptured by it. Because while you are reborn, you return to be born again. It's never just one rebirth. It's continuous, continuous, continuous. My daughter, for the one who lives in my divine will places this fortunate child in the first act of her creation. So here, the first act of the creation is one with Adam, walking and talking with God in the cool of the evening, to be in that perennial communion with God. Volume 14, 7:10-19:22. Louisa, my daughter, rise more, but so high as to reach the womb of the divinity. Jesus would invite her to heaven often. When she says, I was in my usual state, it was heaven and the cross. She was suffering and she was in heaven. How can that be? How can that be? She was in between heaven and earth. Your life shall be among the divine persons. Now it is necessary that you rise and carry with you my life, my divine will, so that my will of earth and that of heaven may be fused together. So heaven and earth are coming together. The kiss of heaven and earth is happening through this little newborn, Louisa. Jesus and Mary did it, the Son of God, the Mother of God. But now a human is doing this. This is why the more that you read this great gift, the more God is going to ask that you allow him to bring you to heaven. And don't say, oh, it's not going to happen to me. Well, it can't. You have to have fiat. The fiat in you is let it be done as you say. Total docility, total surrender, total submission. See, it's the life of Jesus. It's the life of Mary that Louisa possesses. So that my volition of earth and heaven may fuse together and you may live life for some time in the womb of the divinity. See, this he says to Louisa, you're coming to heaven for a short time, where your volition, your human will, shall be acting in mine so as to be able to expand it as much as a creature can be capable of. So what you didn't do on earth, you're going to complete in heaven as much as a human can. And then, listen to this. This is really interesting. You, Louisa, shall descend again upon earth. You, Louisa, shall bring the power and the prodigies of my divine will in such a way that souls shall be shaken. The earth is going to shake when God says this, when God does this. They, the souls, shall open their eyes, and many shall begin to know what it means to live in my most holy divine will. So who's going to explain this? It's Louisa. Read volume 6. She says to Jesus, if you let me go to heaven, I promise, I swear, she says, I'll come back every month to teach the one who wants to live in the divine will how to. That's her promise in volume 6. Here in this volume, volume 14, I'm going to take you to heaven. Then you're going to come back and people are going to see you and they're going to shake. They'll be shaken. They'll open their eyes and begin to know what the divine will is. We haven't seen anything yet. We're going to witness some marvelous things that God is going to do. And he's trying to get us ready. He's not going to force us. He's not going to try to convince us. He's going to say, this is what I said to Louisa. Do you want it or not? Volume 30, 430, 1932. Now, Louisa, the one who disposes herself to doing our holy divine will prepares the place, the decency, the nobility for where to be able to put this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies that is so great and infinite. So who's the one that does this? It's Louisa. Our knowledges, our truths, our lessons, our promises, our prophecies on the fiat shall help and prepare the soul in a surprising way to receive this gift. And what has not been obtained until today, they will obtain it tomorrow. So what happened in 1932 that didn't happen, Jesus says, tomorrow that happened. Here it is. Here it is 90 years later. God is saying, I have this for you. Do you want it? If you don't want it today, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll wait. He said this. This is the saddest thing that Jesus said. If I have to wait centuries, I will wait centuries. Let's not let Jesus wait centuries. He says, Louis says, our knowledges, our helps to prepare in a surprising way to receive this gift that has not been obtained today, they will obtain tomorrow. Therefore, listen to this. I am. God, he uses God's name. I am doing as a king would, who would want to elevate a family with the bonds of kingship and with his royal family, with Jesus and Mary. I want to raise you up to the royalty of Jesus and Mary. We're not going to become Christ. We're not going to become the Blessed Mother, but we'll be in their family. In order to do this first, I have to take one member of them, Louisa. He keeps this new one in his royal palace. He raises this new one. He eats together with this new one. He accustoms this new one with noble ways, entrusting his secrets to this new one in order to make this new one worthy of himself. And then he lets her live in his will. That's what he did with Louisa. And in order to be more secure, in order not to let her descend into baseness of her family, he makes her the gift of his volition so that she could hold it in her power. The saints were to know, love, and serve God. We are called to know, love, and possess God. What the king cannot do, I, God, can do. I can bilocate my will in order to make a gift of it to humanity. That's the bilocation that's coming. So the king has his eyes fixed on her. He is always goes embellishing her, dressing her with the precious and beautiful clothes in a way that he himself feels enamored. This is, Our Lady says, wear the scapular. He says, not being able to endure it any longer, he binds her to himself with a lasting bond of marriage. That's what he did with Mary with redemption. And now with sanctification, he wants to do this with Louisa and us. In a way that one becomes the gift of the other. This is marriage. With this, both parts have the right to reign. The family acquires the bond of kingship with the king. And the king, for love of her, who has given herself to him, a human born of original sin. And because he has given himself to her, calls that family together to live in his royal palace, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, giving them the same gift he gave to her whom he loved so much, the same gift he gave to Mary and now to Louisa. And then Jesus says, so have we, triune God, done. First, we called Louisa, the one of the human family, to live in the royal place, the royal place of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And little by little, we made the gift of its knowledges, of its most intimate secrets to Louisa. And our love pushed us, rather used violence against us to make Louisa the gift of our own intimate fiat. This, another title for Louisa. Louisa, the gift of God's omnipotent fiat. Even more, because Louisa had made the gift of her human will to us, triune God, she was already in our power, and our divine will could be secure in its place of honor in Louisa and also in her children, the little children of the holy divine will. We made the gift of our fiat to a member of this human family. We acquired the bond and the right of this gift because we, triune God, never do a work and gifts for only one. But when we do works and make gifts, we always do them in a universal way, a Catholic way. So this gift shall be ready for everyone. That's you and me. Provided they want and dispose themselves. How do you want it? By reading. How do you dispose yourself? By reading. It's very simple. It's not difficult at all. Volume 30, 5, 22, 32. Now, as Adam rejected our divine will by doing his own human will, our fiat withdrew its life and the gift that he had been the bearer of. Again, that's what we said in the beginning, to be a bearer of God. Our Lady is the bearer of God, the mother of God. Therefore, he remained in the dark without the true and pure light of the knowledge of all things. So, with the return of the life of my divine will in Louisa, its gift infused the science of infused science shall return to humanity. This gift is inseparable from my divine will, as light is inseparable from heat. And where the divine will reigns, it forms in the depths of the soul, the eye full of light, such that looking with this divine eye that the Illuminati have taken over, the flames of all hell always mimic the light of heaven. That eye that's in the triangle is God, but they used it for their God, Gnosticism. Louisa acquired the knowledge of God and of created things for as much as possible for a creature. So again, don't be afraid to use that eye of God, because it was taken over by the bad guys. It's the same thing with the rainbow. The rainbow is ours. But if you look at the rainbow that they have, it's six colors, not seven. It's imperfect. So what our God is asking us, what our God is pleading with us to do, is to begin to live this abundant life, to begin to live this peace, joy, and happiness of Jesus, of Mary. And again, it's always important to see Christ crucified, because he gives the cross. If you haven't read the book, Cross is Sacrament, that Jesus tells Louisa. You can find it on louisapicaretta.me. Just download it and read it. It doesn't take very long at all. But what it does is it shows you why you're suffering, why you're spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally suffering. It's one with Christ to bring the kingdom. And he says, I'm looking for those souls who want, he says, what I want for them. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross. Whoops. We'll end with a prayer, a blessing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We got two more talks.